This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
The mic's
still on? You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
It's the Mic Still On podcast, episode 104. Is that right, B?
Yeah, that's all right. Cool.
He just straight Russell Simmons ass. Thank you for coming out, God bless. Good night.
Thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe to the show. Please share the show. We appreciate it. I just want to continue to just kind of let you guys know that we're no longer on SoundCloud, but you can still subscribe to the show everywhere else. So none of that has changed. The only thing that has changed is that we're no longer on SoundCloud. Also, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Is the Mic Still On. Also, since
why they going there?
He just said.
I didn't hear it. Did you really just say it? Am I losing my fucking mind? Mm-hmm. You said that there are videos on the YouTube
you're
channel.
Fucking gone,
the highlight
man.
Videos.
He said,
you're
go
fucking
subscribe
gone,
to the YouTube channel. Yeah, and then he went to you for the. Nah.
But you said why, though, right?
Oh, okay. Y'all
but you were saying why.
I'm crazy.
I know.
He said
yeah.
why to subscribe to the fucking
no,
YouTube
it's
channel.
No, it's deeper than that.
No, I know the video, I know we have highlight going. Videos there. Yeah, we're doing highlight videos of every episode. So after you listen to the episode, go to youtube.com/ Is the Mic Still On to catch the highlight videos.
In case you were going to subscribe just because. Just because you ain't got nothing else to do,
hey,
just
man,
go subscribe.
Hey,
you know
bell.
Ryan want to tell him. Though.
I
he wanna,
know.
He wanna,
click
wanna,
that bell, just in case.
Just in case.
You never know. Might surprise you. Drop that fire on you.
Right.
I mean, yes, we plan on doing more with that channel. So yeah, just subscribe so you can kind of keep up with the things that are going to happen on that channel.
Okay.
And since we are no longer on SoundCloud.
Assholes, man.
We are replacing the SoundCloud community there with a different community locations. We want to meet you guys where you are. So we have a Reddit. We're on Reddit and we are on Discord. The links will be in the description. And I mentioned this before, but I'm working on a Facebook group as well. So you guys can kind of just get there and talk. So I'm loving just seeing the growth that I've seen so far this week. In those particular communities. So, so yeah, man, just drop in and talk about the show. And finally, check out our other shows. You can go to deadendpodcast.com to check those out. Anyway, Sophie's back.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back, Sophie.
Very enthused for the new year.
You haven't been over here
first,
the last
it is your first
two episodes?
Yeah.
Two or three. So, Torre, man, there's definitely been a lot of backlash since the
mess.
R. Kelly documentary.
What about him, Mike?
Stones to Ray.
So as you know, he was, you know, on, of course, everybody watched the documentary that watched it. He was definitely on the documentary talking about R. Kelly, and you know, he got
heavy.
Called up. I mean,
he was passionate about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. They all are. Oh, they all are, man. And yeah, so somebody basically called him out and accused him of sexual harassment. He was subsequently fired later for it, and he has acknowledged it and he has apologized for it. Terry Crews canceled his interview with Torre Neblett after he got exposed for it, and Dream Hampton says she didn't know anything about the allegations prior to doing the series.
Who?
Dream Hampton. She was the executive producer of the series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who also has some pretty positive things to say about R. Kelly back in the day, too. But, you know, I guess it's neither here nor there.
See, well, you got something to say. I could tell.
Oh,
you breathe in really heavy.
So when did this happen? Like this whole Torre...
Wasn't it fairly recent? Like, maybe
so
within the
recent.
Last two
okay.
years? Year or two? Right?
I don't want to facts only myself.
When did they start filming the documentary?
That I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when they started filming the documentary. But
I want to say it was 2017, but I obviously could be wrong.
But I can check right now. But go ahead, you can.
It doesn't really matter.
That's what
you really want to know.
It matters.
No, I'm talking about. I guess I was referring to when they filmed the documentary. Because if it was before or after, he still, like, if it was before, it's still messed up because it's like, you know, you knew you did these things, and then if it's after, it's like, damn, you're a hypocrite now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
see, they said what it.
what happened, apparently he had made what he thought were jokes to a woman around him. And the thing, the reason why I can't get, I think it's fucked up, obviously, but it makes me look at myself and think, I've made jokes around women. Now, typically, I won't do it unless it's a woman that knows me and knows that I'm not being anywhere close to serious. That doesn't make it right, but I think with Torre, it sounded like he was trying to make quote-unquote edgy jokes, and she just did not find them shits funny.
It was in 2017, so yeah, okay, so I was right. It was recent, so I don't know when they started shooting the Lifetime documentary, but I also, well, I don't think, you know, Dream Hampton already said she didn't know, but Torre knew. You know, and
he probably, he might not have known it was a problem.
He got fired for it.
No. I thought he got fired for it recently. Did he get fired in 2017?
No, he just.
I thought he just got fired.
Yeah. But it's also the timing of this. Like, why would the person wait all the, well.
You know why.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's just, I felt like this. When I saw that, I was like, look, man, the reality of the situation is if you're in the industry at any capacity, 90% of these people, you can find something or dig up something or allege something. So it's kind of like, I just kind of look at the timing and who's saying it and why they're saying it. And just like you said, you know, he gave up the money sign.
I don't know. I think he got fired at the time.
Yeah, I think it was at the time.
Did he?
Based on her comment.
She said he got fired. Go ahead.
Yeah, based on her comment, she says, every Monday I used to work with him on a show in 2017 and he couldn't stop asking me to do anal. How I look naked, if I had sex over the weekend, what it would be like to fuck me.
Too much.
What?
Too what much. His cum would look like on my face.
Oh! Whoa. Okay. Rewind. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
Wait,
sorry.
Let me finish.
Those are not jokes.
You don't need to finish. We gotta know.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, no, okay, it's not. Yeah, it's. She said, I had to have the crew stay in the room with me while I got him ready, and when I left, I called HR. He got fired instantly.
Wow. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Yeah. He wrote me a huge apology for doing that in my DMs. I still have it. He did a 2020 shoot in 2018, and I was there, and he walked out. Told the producer he was quote embarrassed because he was inappropriate with a staff member. Oh. He really needs to take a seat.
He left himself and said he was really inappropriate with the staff. So, okay, so at least he acknowledges that he was an asshole. Yeah,
yeah. He sounds remorseful.
That's the difference between him and our already.
Yeah, because he got fired, so there wasn't anything for him to gain at that point by saying, yo, I was inappropriate, I'm going to excuse myself. Yeah. I respect that.
Because have R. Kelly ever came on and said,
hell no.
Wow.
He said they lying. He's been said this.
He said he's going to sue everybody at Lifetime.
Yeah. And he said he's starting up his own
website.
Surviving the
Lie.
They shut that down.
Who shut what down?
He tried to do like a fan page on Facebook, Surviving the Lies, and Facebook shut it down.
Oh, Facebook some haters, bro.
Wow.
Facebook some haters.
Yeah, you can't pick sides if you're an entity like that, like Facebook.
Well, I was joking. Yeah, you can.
I know.
Yeah, they can. They're a private entity. They can do whatever they want.
They had to.
Yeah.
They don't want that.
Of course. Especially right now. Like, you can't survive that.
No. I'm just saying.
Shut up. That pun made my mouth dry.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, he...
Yeah, and that was last year. When did the Me Too movement pop off? Last year or the year before?
Basically.
So he was doing all this stuff right around the time that there was this big... You know, outrage against all of that sort of comment in the workplace and in Hollywood. So, you know, and it's not like he wasn't aware that what he was doing was wrong.
You know what's so funny? Did you see that he was supposed to have an interview with Terry Crews? And Terry Crews got on Twitter and was like, cancel. Like, literally just, he tweeted the words cancel? He just tweeted the word, yeah, that was funny.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. Like when I saw that, I was dead. Like Terry Crews to me is so funny, especially coming out as like, you know, trying to be the not pioneer, but kind of like the face of, you know, assault, like sexual assault with black men and stuff like that, and how basically nobody believed him and like shat on him for trying to speak out on it. And now it's kind of like, told you so, my nigga.
Well, maybe Terry Crews didn't want Tori to hit on him. So.
Okay. Just
can't. R. Kelly.
Wait, before we go on, really quick, have y'all ever made comments like that with women around?
Hell, like that?
Not that to that degree. I'm not asking y'all if y'all talk about jizzing on somebody's
like
face.
Comments. Yeah. I probably said stuff like that, but right. It's more like what you is this around people that I probably knew,
right?
not probably that I absolutely I knew
yeah.
or whatever. Yeah,
just wasn't no random female.
No. Like, but no, that's not something I would do often. But yeah,
no. I'm not. No,
turn Sophie's mic off.
No, not no. Stop. No, I'm not talking. I'm not trying to get nobody caught up. I don't mean anything exactly that you said. But like, what would be an example of a type of joke? Because it's clearly not on this level.
I don't know.
Like, oh, your tits look nice. Like, what? Like,
oh,
to
the actual
your
person.
Tits look nice.
I don't know what
hey,
you guys
girl.
Say,
hey, girl. I'm your memory glands are just glowing. What the fuck? Who says that? Your tits look nice.
This is why I asked for an example. Can I have an example?
That was a fun example.
I know.
Yo, lame
hey,
ass.
Girl. Hey, girl.
Come here. Your tits look
come
nice.
Hey, your tits look nice.
Hey, girl.
Y'all probably say something just as
lame. Drop this pin like, oops. Hey, girl. Your tits look nice.
What? What the fuck?
What the hell?
Look, I don't know what y'all be saying.
Not that.
Well, what's an example? Know. Exactly.
I don't know. I'm usually drunk.
You don't know, but you just know.
I know I've said some inappropriate things around women. Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. Do I know the example? Nah.
Have you ever seen a woman get noticeably uncomfortable after you've said something to her?
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, so you said something to the actual...
Girl about
girl,
the girl.
Girl about the girl.
See, because like no. I'll joke about
no.
other people.
No,
in the
no,
room.
No, 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 no. Okay. I haven't been around a girl and said you're just like no. I've made like jokes.
Right.
That okay. I thought were not that big.
That's
a deal.
Not what she's saying. She's saying like have
to
you...
the girl about the girl.
Yeah that's yeah. what no. I thought y'all were talking about.
No. I'm not that
I don't
forward.
Think so.
Yeah.
I'm not that forward.
I'm not either. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
If we're behind closed doors and she knows what it is and. Yeah, that's
of course.
A different story,
yeah.
but
that's
if,
getting
it
in the
is
mood.
A different story.
It is. That's getting in the mood.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You, then so you can you, say, you're
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Just wait. Your tits look nice.
Take that wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's appropriate in that environment, but just kind of like in a social or yeah. professional.
Hell oh, no.
Professional, no.
It is.
Professional, no. I've definitely made jokes at bars around women. And thought that the joke was not that big of a deal yeah. until I see their face. I'm like, okay, that was fucked up. Maybe I'm
told women they look nice or something.
I don't even do that.
But that's not that's yeah. not a joke.
I know it's not a joke.
It might
yeah.
be depending on
yeah.
who you talking to.
Yeah.
What? That's mean.
Just saying.
That's how you feel, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But no, yeah,
you
look nice.
I compliment people, yeah. Yeah, I don't have a problem complimenting people.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't do it anymore.
I compliment Megan. I was like, oh, yeah,
Megan's
that looks nice.
Different. Megan, no, you're not trying to fuck her.
So, no,
we're friends with Megan. Megan's the homie. I'm saying, like, if we didn't know Megan, would you still do that? Because
yeah.
I sure as fuck wouldn't.
Yeah, I would say that.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Oh,
I'm just
yeah.
saying I try to be as clean as possible. I don't even know if I would say that to Megan.
Rod, are you...
Because I'd be worried Megan might take it the wrong way.
Are you one of those people who tell people to smile on the street?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Nah, he know better than that.
Okay, well, I was just wondering.
Yeah. What made you ask that, Sophie?
You
okay.
tell a black woman to smile?
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right. No, I'm not that guy.
No,
What made you ask that question?
I asked because when
I... What you mean, folks?
Smile, girl.
Right. No, because okay, so I've asked guys like who say that, why they say that, and they're like, oh, I'm just trying to be nice, whatever, whatever. And I was like, well, if that's the case, why don't you tell niggas that? Like,
because that's weird.
Exactly. But is it still not nice? Right?
It's nice, but it's weird. I'm not trying to tell FIFO to smile.
Yeah.
Well, I might. If he's having a bad day, I'm going to be like, yeah,
that's
bro, smile.
Though.
But
come
if he's
on,
a guy,
bro.
I would.
No, but
if
that's
he's having
the
a bad
though.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
the homie.
That's not
but
like
so,
a
but
random,
so random
guy.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Nah.
I'm straight.
Exactly.
He's like, having a bad day, brother.
Come on, man.
Outside.
Come on, bro.
Turn
why are you so sad, bro?
You look better when you smile.
Yeah. No, that logic has always just been kind of wonky to me.
But real talk, like game-wise, it's just an end. For a guy with a girl, that's it.
Yeah, like,
just start conversation.
I'm not
saying that it's the best end, but
it's not.
If I can get you talking, that's
see,
all
these
I need.
Days, I don't know if there are ends anymore because
yeah.
everything is so hypersensitive.
Yep.
That you're better off just. I don't even know what the fuck I would say to a girl these days.
I would rather it be hypersensitive than like the complete opposite.
I would too,
because I've literally like been like. People, I've literally been violated by people trying to talk to me before. Like, not just like, let me verbally
like
communicate.
Push up on you type thing?
No,
grab
like,
elbow.
I'm walking and they pull my headphone out of my ear to tell me something.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's assault.
You get into that, the person's
face
at that point.
A biscuit.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that before.
You
somebody did that.
Like,
you need to take some jujitsu classes.
No, I need to get a gun.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
pepper spray.
No, you don't.
Nigga, I have great aim, first of all.
That's not the point. You don't.
Have you been to the gun range?
I have, actually. That's we should go. Anyways, sorry. What's the next topic?
Yeah. She's too volatile to be carrying around a gun.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You no, get that I'm mad with someone yanking your earbud out, and you're going to shoot somebody.
Mike, we're moving on.
The same guy.
Same guy in the beginning. Yo, we need to move this shit along. The intro.
Black Lives Matter.
We done with this convo. We done with this topic.
I don't want Sophie to kill nobody. I ain't trying to visit her in jail like 6ix9ine. Say it ain't 6ix9ine.
I'd crowdfund my bail money. It's okay.
Anyway, so yeah, there's been some fallout with the R. Kelly documentary that released Surviving R. Kelly. He's under investigation.
God bless.
Here in Georgia. He has been evicted
from his Chicago apartment.
I could not think of that word when my daughter was asking me, like, yeah, his home has been. I think that's why, because she said his home has been something. And I was like, oh, I couldn't think of the word, but he's been evicted. Yeah. Himself.
Well, that's why he should have the money now. His album sales went up. His streams right. went up. Like R. Kelly made some money off this documentary.
Yeah, he did.
Everything went up for him. But apparently he didn't know that because, you know, there's another report that came out that said he was hospitalized for panic attacks after watching it.
I just have a question. What? Was this before or after he was turning up in the club?
So because funny. It probably was before because it said, according to TMZ, Kelly's anxiety levels were so intense he had to seek medical attention. So it was probably during the 3 days.
His birthday was recent. They showed him turn up at some club.
Yeah, that was a day or two ago. It definitely wasn't yesterday, so it probably was Thursday, I think.
I think they started investigating him the day of his birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I love it.
And he just passed out, huh?
I think it was just during the 3 days the documentary was on. Then he probably saw his album sales and was like, "Oh shit, okay." But the birthday thing, I think they just sent cops there. So I think somebody called in a false report or something like that just to fuck with him.
That's whack.
So yeah, so I don't think it was anything legit. Okay. I think they were just messing with R. Kelly.
How long was he in the hospital? Overnight. Outpatient.
You know what it didn't say? Yeah, it didn't say. I really don't know how
this dude,
factual this is.
What?
It's just on Hip Hop DS. I just saw it and I just thought it was kind of funny that he was going through that.
So Mike, have you seen the documentary yet? Or are you not watching it?
No, I'm going to. I have been really, really busy this week.
I feel it. It's long and it feels longer than it is because of just how packed it is with stuff. But okay.
I mean, I get it. I know. But I don't really need to see women talk about being raped for me to be like, oh man, this is sad.
Especially yeah, they don't really talk about
for 6 episodes.
Yeah,
it's just that's
my only.
It's over the top.
Yeah, it's just,
I'll watch the first couple and I'll call it.
That's all you need. Yeah. Like two,
no,
maybe three.
No, watch until the fourth one.
It's just too. Look, I don't even like watching movies with rape scenes. So me.
We don't have racing.
Yeah, they ain't talking about it.
But I know what you're saying.
Oh,
Mike.
My God.
I'm just saying. You said that. I'm just saying. There's no rape scenes in it.
Y'all thought I had those, like, reenactments? Hey, like, I mean, y'all gonna turn this shit on and just.
Maybe.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't like even watching movies like that. So for me to sit there and have to listen to a woman
talk about being raped,
it's like explicit,
I don't want to hear that. I get it. He's a scumbag. And. I'm good with that. I've never spent a single dollar on R. Kelly, ever. Even before his shit came out. I haven't
watched the whole thing. Is there a woman on there saying that he actually raped her?
No. No, it isn't.
So. It's so more what were about they saying?
About the physical and mental abuse.
What's the physical abuse then?
Hitting, beating.
I don't think it was... explicitly like, hey, he raped me at this point, but I think that it is rape, actually. A couple of them did say, like, you know, it was against my will, I didn't want it, whatever. Yeah,
that's a whole different type of. So are they pressing charges, those people?
I'm not sure.
No, they're just trying to speak their truth.
I think,
yeah, they want people to come forward, and this is where it gets complicated, because they want people to come forward. For the investigation work, they need people to come forward about the allegations against R. Kelly. But
and even one of the girls was saying do you care if I give spoilers?
Is there a spoiler?
No.
No, I mean, not spoiler. I mean, not really. Not, no. Well, at one point, I think during the second or last episode, second to last episode, one of the girls went back to the original house that she was basically locked in. Like, basically.
Oh, I don't even see that. That's just dramatic. Yeah,
she couldn't
bullshit.
Even speak. She couldn't even speak on what
why
was going on in certain
well,
rooms.
Well, she basically.
Yeah, that's what I was so like. Now I'm kind of. Which, what I was saying last week, it's like, why y'all take. So, oh, yeah, I don't want to
dramatize that shit.
Yeah, because they was trying to make her go inside the room when she was held captive. And it's just like.
Well, she was basically like showing the reporter, like, this is. You know, the house, and this is what this and whatever. Right. And then she did walk into a room and she was like, yeah, I'm about to leave. I can't be in here.
Right. But what we're saying is like, why set that up like that?
That's just extra. I don't think anybody needs to.
Yeah. I mean, but they didn't like force her to go in there or anything.
I just wouldn't even.
But I feel it. I understand. It's traumatic.
If you know what to, like, a rape relive victim that. Went through, why would you bring her back to that house? Yeah. Like, show everybody what he did in which room.
And
like,
where
you
was
need
it?
To be all that. Come on, bro.
No, but yeah, it was definitely rape. Rape by coercion and all that other stuff. For
it
sure.
has to be, because I don't. If he's under investigation, last time I checked, they don't typically put you in investigation for past just physical abuse. Because it's like, how do you prove that? Right. I could be wrong, but I don't typically hear them do that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I heard this person beat this woman up 6 years ago, and we're going to investigate it now. Mm-hmm. Like, but a rape, they will do that. So is that, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's just multiple, like, abuse, and the fact that there's probably still girls there today and stuff. It's, yeah.
In his rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with him starving, you know, being, you know, allegedly starving the victims. You know, keeping them locked away in rooms, having to ask permission for stuff
to go
like
to
that.
The bathroom.
So a lot of it is mental.
Yeah,
where, you
it's
know, he
a
has
lot
this,
of mental control.
This control
changing,
over them.
Changing their phone number so that their family can't contact them. It's just like a lot of bullshit.
So maybe they're looking at kidnapping or something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
I'm sure to some extent it has to be sex trafficking.
But I mean,
they've
all gotten up and left whenever they, like, the one that went back, she packed up her shit and she got the fuck up out of there. And there were a couple of others that, you know, were under his spell that it got to a point where they just like, you know what, well, fuck this shit, I'm out. And they packed up their shit and they left. And
so that's not against their will, then, right?
It still is, because even statistically speaking, they were saying that it takes the average woman who's or a person who's being abused 7 times before they actually leave their abuser. So, yeah, it's just it's terrible. But, you know.
Yeah. We don't know what kind of Stockholm syndrome they had. We don't know what kind of mental stability that these women had.
Especially growing up. A lot of them said that they were molested earlier on in life.
He just moved right in. He's like a vulture.
Yeah.
Y'all got something happy. Like, huh? God damn, y'all got something happy on the list?
Over a lot of depressing shit.
Oh, this is happy.
Dark cloud ass motherfucker.
Wait, shit. Michael Cohen is about to drag Trump. That's fun, right?
I don't even care anymore, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm sick of hearing about this.
There's a lot happening. I feel like every time there's like a new headline, it's like we're one step closer to finding out if Trump is like.
Dude, we're gonna impeach Trump and then put Mike Pence in, and it's gonna get worse. Cool. Anything else?
Michael Jackson next.
I do have a question.
I did
though.
See that.
Wait, real quick, going back to Michael Cohen, is that going to be, like, televised? Is that going to be public?
It might depend on what he's talking
about. Judge, talking about, like, how the judge was?
Whenever he goes on trial to speak on it, is that going to be something we can tune into?
I doubt it.
Like the Kavanaugh hearing?
I doubt
Probably
it.
Probably not, because it's Trump.
I think with presidents, it might be a little bit different.
Yeah. And then we'll just find out the verdict after.
I think. Don't fax only me, because I really don't give a fuck.
I just want to set my DVR. I just want to know. So
I'm not trying to watch that anyway.
Okay.
So what are we going to do about
Michael
Jackson?
Call me when Trump dies.
What are we going
to
do about who?
I'm not trying to care about this no more. Shit.
This is supposed to come on HBO, right?
Again, it's like...
We already know Michael Jackson has some issues. We know this.
So we're going to mute Michael Jackson too?
He's dead. He's already muted. What you mean?
Not playing his music. Throwing his,
oh,
not
that
playing
what you
his
mean?
Music. Throwing his music out. Not
that wasn't
Michael
a
Jackson.
Joke. He's fucking dead. What is the point? Like, what are we doing to Michael Jackson? He's fucking dead.
That's what I'm
Like, I don't like, know. That's what I'm trying
like,
to figure
spend your
out.
Time, spend your time getting to actual living abusers.
Right.
I'm not trying to say that these women don't deserve, or these kids
supposed to be two
don't
boys,
deserve
right?
to tell their stories, but
sure.
I just don't really see why it needs to be a televised documentary about Michael Jackson.
He's already,
there are active
abusers, he's been dead of over 10 years.
Yeah,
now.
I'm just, I don't, personally, I don't really care.
I'll watch it. I'll let you guys know how it is.
You'll watch it?
You'll
yeah.
Why?
Just because, I don't know, I've always like heard like bits and pieces, but again, like the R. Kelly documentary, it was kind of like seeing the dots connected for me and like how, like the timeline of everything, that I think was eye-opening for me. So, I mean, I've heard bits and pieces again about, you know, Michael Jackson and kids and this and that, but I've never actually had the dots connected. So, if that's...
You didn't watch the hearing where they were going through the details,
no.
talking about his dick and all this? Like, this was... There was major shit.
She was too young.
Like,
I know.
But, I mean, it's still there. I mean,
yeah,
maybe
you'd have
caught up later. But
yeah, she would have to go back.
It's there, and there's plenty of details. That's why I don't really see the point in this.
Yeah, I just heard a whole bunch of, like, different stories saying that, like, it's true, it's not, it's this, it's that. I mean, I'm not sure.
I think he touched them little kids, bro.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Corey Feldman said he didn't.
I'm going to fuck with Corey. Corey Feldman's crazy.
I mean, you know.
You didn't hear his last album? That motherfucker done lost his damn mind. But no,
I would think that would be why he would say something eventually, because he lost his mind.
No, I think that Corey Feldman had Stockholm, and he was so obsessed with almost being Michael Jackson that even if Michael Jackson was touching him, he probably would not have understood the gravity of the situation.
Oh, you're saying he wouldn't have understood? And I don't know if I agree with that.
Shit. You don't think, okay, all these, why would these people come out and say Michael Jackson was touching them? And then when they ask Michael Jackson's ass, he talking about, yeah, I slept in the bed with these little kids.
I don't know. You talking about the kids that are now older?
No, I'm talking about at the time.
Yeah.
Why would they make this shit up?
Because it didn't look good for Mike.
No, it didn't.
At all.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I looked into it that is probably as deep as you did when I was younger. So it was like very surface level. So it's just like you hear about it and like I'm kind of like with Sophie in a sense where, you know, what's true, what's not true. He's still making music. He's still out here. People still love him. So it's just like, okay, so did he actually do it? So that's my logic as a child myself thinking about it. And
I didn't have that logic because, yeah. I mean, it was like him being loved still didn't have shit to do with whether or not I thought he did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was still going to go home and listen to Thriller. I was still going to go home and put Bad on, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, was I going to say, yes, Michael Jackson molested children? 100%, because I think he did.
Yeah, but I think like people, children like Macaulay Culkin was around him, right? Mm-hmm. And he didn't say anything bad about him. So I'm looking at that. These are people that I were watching.
Look what happened to him after, though, bro.
What happened to Macaulay Culkin? What you mean?
What happened to Macaulay Culkin after that?
Didn't he get drilled?
Hold on, B.
I don't know. I don't know. What
exactly.
Happened?
What happened? Where did he go? Where did Macaulay Culkin go?
What do you mean by that? You talking about like his
career?
Where
have you seen him? When's the last time we saw Macaulay Culkin?
So are you saying that Michael Jackson has something to do with the
I
his
think
career?
So.
Went?
After that, like B was trying to help you with, he what? Was on hella drugs.
He got on hella drugs.
Oh, I knew he. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I
That's
know
what
that.
I'm asking. What
I,
happened
I don't,
to him?
But what I'm asking you is, like, do you think Michael Jackson has something to
and
do with
it? And
you
said he never said anything. That no. doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No, I'm not saying. Wait.
And, okay, look.
Okay.
After all of this, mm-hmm. Macaulay Culkin was on crazy drugs. His career went down the tank. So for you to bring him up, I just found it to be humorous. Because you're like, well, Macaulay Culkin didn't say anything. Yeah, he was high. He was high for like 15 years.
Not when he was a kid.
Yeah.
What
like,
do you mean?
Like
okay.
early teen, bro. Yes.
Early teen.
Like after Home Alone,
after
Home Alone and like The Good Son, what is that movie?
Yeah, The Good Son.
After that,
yep.
it was down here.
After he fell off that cliff in The Good Son, it was a wrap.
It was a wrap.
After that, Mama let him go yep. instead of the other kid.
It was a wrap.
So
it was a wrap. That was him begging for his life. Remember, he was begging.
Yep. That was a call for help.
That was a call for help.
He was really screaming about Michael Jackson ass.
That's right.
He's stupid.
Mama,
please let me go.
Don't let me go. Mama said, "Bitch."
So is this going to be the next surviving R. Kelly?
No, because no.
Why not?
Because there's nothing to happen to Michael Jackson. That's what I'm saying. These women and kids deserve to tell their stories, but nothing can happen to him. He's dead. And y'all not going to stop listening to Thriller. You're just not.
But I think it may become, he becomes another face of this movement.
Of the Me Too movement.
Yeah. So that's when, it's just,
know, yeah, Michael Jackson stans, they was on Twitter.
I ain't gonna let it happen.
Oh, yes,
they ain't gonna let it happen.
They were like, well, he was already being distorted for money and all that little stuff. That's why they're saying
they ain't gonna let that happen.
Oh man, they was going crazy.
Yeah, he was being distorted for money. Wouldn't you?
Are they trying to cash in? Like, Surviving R. Kelly was a big hit. So now this is them trying to cash in on.
Absolutely. Wait, them. Who's them? Before we get.
Yeah, cash
the producers.
On
okay, the producers. Yes.
Whoever,
the victims,
I don't know. HBO. You know, at. HBO and Channel 4, I think they are behind it. Like, I'm kind of with you. It's like, what's the point? What's the purpose outside of telling the stories? Like, what's their angle?
Is this they've just, already told the story.
Right. We've heard this story before. We heard it on trial.
And then he passed away. I mean, and then he's, yeah.
You know, so it doesn't make, it just pissed me off when I saw it. I'm like, why? Like, what's your angle? What do you want out of this? Just, you know, and it's just like, I just don't get it, man. And this shit is starting to get on my nerves. Like, for real.
It doesn't get on my nerves.
Didn't one of them say they lied? Didn't one of them end up saying that they lied about the situation or some shit like that?
What are we talking about?
One of the boys.
Michael Jackson victims?
Yeah. I remember seeing something about that.
I just don't remember.
There's always one that lies because they always use that to judge.
Or like get coerced to say something by like the parents.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Because
that way they can always use that to say, well, they all lie. You know, there was one that lied. They all lied.
Yep.
I don't think all them damn kids were lying about Michael Jackson knowing what his dick looked like. How they know what his dick looked like?
Right.
Yeah, you do.
I remember
there was
that.
A classic scene where they're asking Michael Jackson. They're like, this
either.
Kid said.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I don't remember how many there were.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How many kids were there?
I don't remember.
Was it like six? Or like
I don't remember.
Four?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm not trying to get facts only, so
yeah,
I don't remember.
I'll watch the documentary.
Okay.
You know he did that shit, bro.
No, he's saying he
don't know.
He did that.
I don't know if I'm gonna watch it.
I'm not gonna watch that.
He didn't go to jail.
Is this gonna taint your perception of Michael if you do watch it? Is that how you feel? That's why you don't want to watch it?
No, it's not gonna taint my perception of Michael at all. It just feels like there is this agenda that's playing out.
Shamona Sophie.
Shamona Sophie. See, those are those jokes right there.
Those jokes. Those jokes right there. Yeah.
See, you wanted an example, Sophie. There you go. You have it.
No. I was not making no joke like that. Hold on.
No, I know, but I'm just
don't
saying.
Listen to them. I was not
I'm
doing
just
that.
Saying.
Shamon the sofa. That's them making that kind of joke. That's not me. Y'all nasty.
Ken's crazy.
I'm not laughing.
No, I'm not laughing shit. Either.
I'm not laughing.
Whatever.
No, I'm
nasty. Who? Go ahead, kid. Don't.
No, I was just saying. The Michael Jackson documentary just made it feel as if there's this agenda going on of using black men as the face of the Me Too movement.
Jesus
if you
Christ.
Don't cut this shit the fuck out.
Ken,
I'm turning
stop.
This shit on.
Stop.
Shut up. And
I'm turning this motherfucker off.
Because Michael Jackson is the fucking pillar of the black community, and we got to take dead ass Michael Jackson out. Come the fuck on,
then why
bro.
Him?
Come on, bro.
Why
you
him?
Know why? Because it's sexy. There's money. It ain't got shit to do with the white man trying to take the black man down. Black men don't give a fuck about Michael Jackson being taken down in 2019. Y'all
shit.
Crazy as hell. Come on, man.
That man do. Yeah.
Shit.
Get the fuck out of here. Michael Jackson?
Yeah, because he's a legend.
Yeah.
What
you
talking
you
about?
Really think that...
Okay. I'm arguing that fact about him being a legend.
I'm saying it's not the cigarette, man, but bro, like this shit, man.
I'm just arguing
I don't think
the
it's
point
a
about you said black men. Like black men do love Michael Jackson.
In 2019, bro. I really can't see black men standing up being like, the white man is trying to take us down by attacking Michael Jackson.
That's
I don't
not the
see
argument
it.
That I was starting. I wasn't really starting an argument. I was just addressing when you said.
But you jumped
that.
In with me arguing with Ken, though.
All right, I'm
that's what
come
you
out
did.
Of it. I'm gonna come out of it.
That's what you did.
All I'm right, come Ken. Out of
it. You trying to help Ken? You don't even know what you're helping.
You said something that I responded to, which was like black men don't care about Michael Jackson in 2019.
That's not what I said, though.
I thought that's what you said.
That's not what
maybe
I said.
All right,
maybe,
back
yeah.
to Ken. Ken, what is your argument?
Oh, I said what I had to say.
I know. I said. It's on.
Yeah. Oh my God, man.
You heard what I said.
You're an old man.
Yeah. I heard what I said now.
The cup holder is what got me right
all
there.
All it needed to be was red.
All it had to be
all
was red.
All it needed to be was
if
red.
If it was red, that would have been perfect. The way it was holding the cup. Like, that ain't the blackest shit ever. Right there.
You
the way it was holding that cup.
You heard me?
We would have missed that shit be red. Right.
Oh, man.
I am not trying to entertain no conspiracy theory on my fucking Michael Jackson.
Y'all don't have to.
Y'all the same I'll ones that it. Thought that Bill Cosby was going to buy NBC and turn into nigga Bill Cosby.
I still believe that.
I wasn't Bill Cosby, but I wasn't on that. I wasn't fully on that wave because it sounded a little out there. But, you know, Bill Cosby was the first one. We got Bill. We got R. Kelly. We got Michael Jackson.
And now
Jackson.
We got Michael fucking Jackson.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson.
That's three.
The first transracial person in history. Michael Jackson.
The first transracial person in history.
All I'm saying, Mike, is that they're three for three right now.
There's plenty of white dudes going there too. Yeah, Khan said wrap this shit up because you crazy. Khan said he's trying to hit on
Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein just got another case dismissed.
And so did Kevin Spacey. So what you talking about? They're trying to take black men down.
Defending himself by doing
YouTube videos. And how well did that go for him?
I'm just saying.
But they trying to take the black man down by attacking Bill Cosby.
Where the documentaries at, Mike?
And Michael
Jackson. Where the documentaries
at, Mike? It's coming. House of Cards, the documentary is coming, bruh.
We throwing Harvey Weinstein produced stuff out.
They need to make a documentary about Harvey Weinstein's nasty fucking ass. Absolutely.
I think they did.
They did make a documentary already?
They did. Yeah. Where did it come on?
When? Yeah. Okay, see, there you go. What now?
I said,
what
where now? Is that? I said, where is
coming.
That?
He said, it's coming.
But it's not out.
Oh, Hotep ass. He said, it's coming.
That shit ain't coming. They gonna shut that shit down.
They gonna do the Supreme Judge documentary too?
Y'all think they gonna do that one?
Why would they shut down a documentary about Harvey Weinstein?
I think he'll have that shit shut down.
He can't. Harvey Weinstein at this point has lost so much of his power. He can't shut anything down. Okay. That motherfucker's done, bro. He's done. What you saying about the Ashley Judge shit, huh?
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. The case got thrown out, right? What you said about some Supreme Court. What did you just say?
That judge, you know, when he stay woke. I forgot his name already. The Supreme Court judge we was talking about that had the allegation. Well, yeah.
Kavanaugh?
Yeah, Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
And Larry Nassar, too. He out of here.
Tell Ken, because Ken think they only getting prominent black folks like Michael Jackson.
It's just
I don't
people
think
who
they
are
only getting them. I just think those are the things that are like sensationalized. Like
the Me Too movement needs
a
villain.
Yeah, Kavanaugh wasn't sensationalized at all.
Oh, but he's still
Harvey
on the Supreme Court.
He wasn't
though.
Sensationalized.
He's still on
because
Supreme
he's a fucking
Court.
Politician.
But again, but it That's still shows ignored. That he's getting off and that he must be innocent.
What?
What are you talking about right
the
now?
Kavanaugh there were plenty of people defending mean? Kavanaugh. But that's Wait. Neither here nor there, though. Because I
here
feel
and
gonna,
there, because y'all,
yes,
y'all, y'all are
that's
y'all sound
go.
Crazy right
you
now.
You can't just say that.
No, I don't want to sound crazy. Why do
okay,
you sound crazy?
You said,
no, I'm serious. I'm just
no,
trying
I
to
know
understand.
You're serious. I'm trying to understand what your mindset's at.
Right.
Because y'all are trying to make it seem like the Me Too movement, or whatever y'all are calling it, is focusing on
black men.
When it started with white men.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it moved on to include black men. So how are you saying that it's focused on black men and black men are the only ones being sensationalized when Kavanaugh was sensationalized, Weinstein was sensationalized, Kevin Spacey was sensationalized.
Larry
so
Nassar.
What are y'all talking about? I'm not sure about the Larry Nassar thing. I'm not really familiar with that case. Mm-hmm. I believe you. I'm just not familiar with it personally.
I mean, yeah, the gym coach and all those girls that he molested.
Oh,
Michigan State.
Oh, when there was like gaggles of women.
Literally.
He's in prison.
Yes,
right?
He got caught. He's gone.
Yeah, I think he was messed like Gabby Douglas, like
right.
all those
tons
people.
Of, but it's only black men. Like, what do you
I just
look? Look,
no
look, look, look. The problem I have with what y'all are doing right now is there really
Stop saying
are
y'all real quick because I'm just trying to understand. Like, what are you saying that I'm saying?
It sounds like you're saying that the movement is focusing on black men and they're sensationalizing the black men. That's
okay,
what you said.
That's why I want to just make sure something's clear. All right, so what I'm saying, what I mean by sensationalized is like everybody's talking about the R. Kelly thing. Everybody's probably, if the Michael Jackson thing ever comes out, everyone's going to be talking about that. So not saying that these things about like Kavanaugh and all these things aren't happening, Kevin Spacey, because obviously we know they're happening. But I'm saying for some reason, the black issues are catching traction. And I don't know if it's just in the black community.
Rob,
or just
true.
That's like all over.
That's
all I'm saying.
True.
All right.
True.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm
I
not,
feel
I'm
you.
Not
I just think it's just not
far
true.
One way or another.
Question. Are you friends with a lot of white people?
No. He said he didn't like white people before, remember? He said he don't like fucking around white people.
No, I seriously.
Stop messing up my business.
Because you got to think about it.
What are you saying? What are you? Are you actually?
If you follow a lot of black people on Twitter, if you hang around a lot of black people, if you, I don't know, not work with or whatever, like if you associate with a lot of black people, and you know that R. Kelly has been a popularized black artist for a long time, obviously him getting what the fuck he deserves, you're going to hear that talked about a lot. And so, for example, with the Kavanaugh here,
saying.
Yeah, with the Kavanaugh, but that's who you're surrounded by. It's
exactly.
Not saying that other people aren't talking
right.
about
it. Right. I said, I know people are talking. But it was a key word that you used because I had basically the same question. Because said everyone, when you say everyone, you're talking about everyone
in your circle.
And I said maybe it's just because maybe it's just in the black community and we're paying attention to it. I said that.
I didn't hear that part.
But I think that kind of.
I'm saying you didn't say it. I'm saying I didn't hear it.
I think that kind of debunks the whole theory though, because if we're talking about it in the black community, then like that. Wouldn't that be just like one piece of the entire sector? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of debunks the whole theory. It's not everybody focusing on just one thing and we want to take the black man down. No, we want to take people down who fucking deserve to be taken fucking down. And I feel like sexual assault and abuse and all that shit is something that, granted, it happens every race, every whatever, whatever. But it's like, I notice especially like it be on some hush hush shit in like families for real. And like nobody talks about that shit. They sweep it under the rug. They expect children to sit across the table from cousins who fucking touched them and shit when they were sleeping over, uncles, all that shit. And I don't know, that shit has just always bothered me. It's something that really affected me when I did watch the documentary. And I think it's a good thing that we are talking about it, no matter who the fuck it is. I think that a lot of black men, though, resonate with like a Bill Cosby or an R. Kelly because of A, the color of their skin, and B, like their effect on them growing up. You know, they watch Bill Cosby, they listen to R. Kelly, whatever, whatever. And now it's almost like the same thing that I hear, like when a lot of people come out saying, you know, oh, my cousin touched me or Uncle so-and-so did this. It's almost like, oh, stop breaking up the family or you're doing this, you're doing that. Mm-hmm. When it's not breaking up the family, that nigga shouldn't be fucking touching me. Right. I'm a child, bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I feel like when black men, and it's not y'all, it's not just y'all. I see online all the time, people are like, oh, they just have to make such an example out of the, like, when black people do it. And it's less about having freedom and more like just like the freedom to oppress. So it's just kind of like you don't really want equality and you don't really like it seems like they don't really want equality. They just want, you know, freedom to do shit it, like to be basically on the white man's level. Like I want freedom to do things and get away with shit just like he only got 3 months. Why do I have three? But it's just like if you do something that's some bullshit, especially if it's like to women or little girls or whatever, boys and shit, you need to be fucking locked away. I don't give a fuck if you're made an example out of because you deserve that.
I kind of follow what you say, but okay, let me just try to explain this the best way I possibly can. So I understand that there are white issues going on, there are black issues going on, probably the same amount, right? It's just what you're paying attention to.
Okay.
Right? So what I'm saying, if there are these same white issues going on and there are sensationalized and we're just not paying attention to them, I feel like these black issues are brought in and then we start paying attention to that. And I feel like that could be an agenda. I feel like that could be like, okay, let's get this attention off of these issues. And because we know that we're going to pay attention to the black stuff. And now all of a sudden we're not paying attention to what else is going on. The stuff that's going on with Trump and him grabbing, you know, vagina and all that type of stuff. And now our attention is on R. Kelly. Now our attention is on Michael Jackson. And we're not paying attention to the Kavanaughs of the world. We're not paying attention to the Kevin Spaces of the world.
But that's
now,
on
we're paying attention to the black issues.
But that's on who? Like you individually have to be able to pay attention to everything that's happening.
Exactly.
But something could be force-fed to you. Something could be pushed to you.
No,
I don't think so.
I'm just saying it can be. Now, listen to what that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to explain this the best way I can. All I'm saying is that, and I hate that y'all making the faces. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm just trying to explain that how it can be an agenda. I'm not saying that it absolutely is. All I'm saying is that it can be.
But I think, okay, fine. Anything can be an agenda. But the whole point is it's up to you, like Ralph said, to pay attention to everything.
And the problem I have
with what you guys are saying right now is these agendas do happen. Mm-hmm. And when you guys try to be like, well, this is an agenda and this is an agenda and this is an agenda, when a real agenda does happen, you don't even notice it because you're so fucking busy paying attention to bullshit. It's just like when some random person says that this random thing is racism, you're like, yeah, it's racism. But then when real racism happens, you don't pay attention to it.
But I think we're being a lot of people are being conditioned to pay attention to bullshit though.
But okay, so Rod, like this is just from my perspective, right? Mm-hmm. I watched the Kavanaugh hearing. I was in San Diego when I was watching it, mm-hmm. right? I watched it with my friend. Right. We're watching the lady who came forward and, you know, mm-hmm. people are like basically coming to her house and she's losing all of this just by speaking out on this. You know, she went to high school with the guy and he was drinking and like, you know, touched her and all that stuff. when I watched that. I watched the Larry Nassar thing. Mm-hmm. I watched, you know, that hearing. I watched all of his victims speak out on that. I watched the R. Kelly thing. I watched the Bill Cosby thing. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm talking about me.
Right.
When I watch all of these things, mm-hmm. it's not, oh, this is a black issue or it's a white issue. It's more like a violence against women and children, like patriarchy. It's absolutely a patriarchy issue.
But that's what your common sense, right? That's you being having common sense, having I don't know. I mean,
this is just me being a woman.
All right, well, you being a woman having common sense, I'm not.
But so where
going
does the
there.
Agenda come in? That's the part that I'm confused about. Like, where's the agenda?
What I'm trying to say is, I feel like the only reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, you feel like it's an agenda. First of all, it can't really be an agenda because
I keep saying that I don't think it's an agenda. I'm just saying it's a possibility that I could see how it can be an agenda.
Anything's a possibility that can be an agenda, Rod.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Bird Box could be an agenda. Bandersnatch could be an
all
agenda.
I'm saying,
to distract
y'all
from
keep saying that it's this big agenda. I'm saying that all is this agenda. And I'm saying that I'm just telling you that that's not what I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay. I'm going to tell all you right. where you messed up. All right. You messed up. I'm going to tell you why. Ken originally started this argument, and I was arguing with Ken.
Okay.
And what you did was you jumped in, and you sounded like you were defending Ken, so that's when it became y'all.
But I that's said what several all, times that I'm not
then fine,
that.
Then let me continue with Ken. But that's what you always do. It's like you jump in, you'll defend somebody, and then it sounds like you're taking on their stance. And then 30 minutes later, you're like, well, that's not what I'm saying. It's like, well, then why did you say anything? You
should have just, I said that clearly,
bro,
though.
You're not hearing me, though.
I know what you're saying.
Ken said something. I'm trying to talk to Ken. You jumped in to defend Ken. So naturally, it would seem to everyone here that you're taking Ken's side. Maybe I'm bugging, but that's how it came off.
It's not a side taking. It's more of a like just...
I thought he was just weighing in.
Yeah, weighing
but
in
why do you need to weigh in? Why can't you just let Ken make his stance?
Because
he
probably had an idea about what was being
but
said.
But I asked you about your stance, and Rod jumped in, and it sounded like he was defending your stance. That's what I'm saying you messed up. You should have just let Ken make his stance, let everyone argue Ken down like we normally do, and then you could have made yours. But when you jumped in immediately, it sounds like you have the same stance as Ken.
Oh, without Ken finishing his thought?
Right. Ken didn't even really get to get off the fuckery because I saw his face. He was making that I'm about to fuck with everybody face. You didn't even let him do that because you jumped in.
Ken,
you
like,
know
what?
You have that face.
Ken, like,
that
face? Me?
That face. So that's why I'm saying you messed up. And that's why everyone's jumping on you. This is what always happens, though.
Got it.
Because you're the most, like, what's like drawn out with your explanations of defending somebody else.
It's not necessarily a defense. It's just a different perspective. It's like being able to see things how someone can think a certain way about something.
But let them do that.
Let who do that?
Let Ken do that. Let Ralph do that. Let anybody do that.
It's just my take on it.
Defensive big brother thing that you have.
But then you
don't understand why everyone starts arguing with you.
No, I'm trying to calmly explain myself. Like I'm trying to say that I feel like I expressed that, you know, that this isn't my stance. It's just a perspective that I can see how someone can look at it that way.
But then, all right.
I think it's just kind of an issue because, for example, you're not necessarily taking the stance. You're just saying that there's a possibility that the stance could be taken.
And we know that already because Ken was making the stance.
Yes, but it becomes problematic because some people who actually are standing up in the stance really feel like, oh, this is actually an
right.
agenda and we have got to stop this. We have to stop making an example of black men who do terrible things in the community when really we should be continuing this and like exposing these niggas for the trash that they are so that it stops happening. And maybe we can eventually, you know, go over and talk about it happening in families.
So let me ask
or
y'all
whatever.
This. Do y'all think it's any point that it is an agenda? Are y'all saying that you're just oblivious to the fact that it could be an agenda that's going on in the black community?
Anything could be.
No, I'm just saying, are you saying that?
Am I saying
we've
what?
We said that from the very beginning, that anything could be an agenda.
So have y'all ever felt like there is one?
No.
Do you ever feel like you will think there is one? Hmm? Do you ever feel like you think it will be one? Or that it has been one in the past? Is that what you're saying?
I definitely think there have been agendas with the black community.
Right.
Do I think this particular issue is? No.
Okay.
And that was the point. It was like Ken was trying to say that it sounds like an agenda. And before anyone can say this is why it's not, you're saying, well, it's a possibility. Well, yeah, bro, we know this. We know
it's
a possibility.
Sometimes it doesn't sound like it. Because it's based on y'all reaction, like, oh, here we go. It was like, y'all, here we go. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's why I chimed in, because it seemed like it was just a blip. Like, this could never be an agenda. It's how it
came off to y'all.
We immediately said that like, anything can be an agenda. We not immediately. Yes, immediately.
The immediate thing y'all did was, here we go.
Because you were defending Ken. That's how it came off.
No, it was before I said something.
It's all right, y'all. What? Let's just move on.
We have to. Because
just saying, Jesus. White people got to stay on brand, man. You know? They got to protect the image.
Whatever. It's all the same bullshit to me. Take these niggas down. Fuck that shit.
Stay woke.
It's all the same bullshit.
Yep.
It's all the same bullshit to me. Take these niggas the fuck down.
They need a villain.
Period.
Blackface is a good villain.
Going to jail, period.
See what he's doing?
Yeah.
And that's the point. We could have got here.
Terry Crews started out as
ago.
A victim.
Yeah.
Can't have black people as victims.
See,
you still like, trying to say it's a possibility?
So they were like, okay.
You listening to
Wait,
Ken? Right
I can't tell. I can't tell if you're serious.
No,
or not.
He's not. That's the point. He's not. He's trying to fuck with people.
Okay. I don't know if I'm serious.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah, we do.
It's a possibility. Netflix.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix. They're nigger proofing their service.
Their what?
No agendas.
There's this software that they're working on that they created that they're trying to.
It's an AI software.
Yeah.
What does it do?
Trying to crack down on multiple
sharing accounts.
Shut up.
We gonna find a way around.
Mm-hmm. Shut your ass.
Yeah. So like you can't use you can be like, hey, y'all use my password and watch Netflix. Like they trying to crack down on that.
But that's losing money from a business perspective. That's smart as fuck.
Of course it is. But
they can keep trying.
Haters.
Fuck that shit. I'm calling customer service every day.
Yeah,
gonna say to customer service.
Yeah, for real. What?
I can't get into my account. I pay for this.
And they're gonna say, okay, well, we see that you're logged in here. Yeah.
But you know what?
How are you
like,
streaming three different places at the same time?
I feel like
I'm gonna say, what
like, you
Dr.
Manhattan? Mm-hmm. How the fuck you doing that shit?
Right. How you gonna explain this to me?
I don't know. I feel like that whole login shit works for me personally because I don't watch TV that much. So like I share it with I think my brother. Honestly, I have two that I use. So like I think.
Oh, yeah,
one
gonna,
is logged
gonna get you good then.
Whatever. Fuck
you
it.
Sound like the typical niggerish person that's like,
oh, no,
well, I do this because they know why you do it.
Right.
They don't want you to do it.
They don't want you to do it.
I don't give a fuck. Because
you don't give a fuck.
No, look. I will literally only watch like, I don't know, maybe like an hour of television
Doesn't
at
matter.
A time.
Why is she trying to explain this like it matters?
No, I'm just saying because it's not continuously logged in.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
so
matter.
They're
doesn't
still matter. Cracking down
yes.
on
it.
Yes. They're still cracking down
yes,
on it.
Yes, Negronius.
You're
yes.
not paying
she
for that account.
Yes.
What? Yes.
Like, what are you doing right
that
now?
Was so, nice. That was some hard ass reaching right there.
No. I thought what y'all were trying to say is that like, because you know how like you can log in wherever you go. You can log in wherever you go. You just cannot be watching it every single, like, you know, on like five TVs at once.
Okay.
So I don't really understand the difference. If I can log in and watch something.
It's not about being on at five TVs at once. Because let's say if you're in a household, mm-hmm. you have five TVs, five
yeah,
different
right.
people could be watching the same damn thing.
Yeah.
But obviously with this AI and stuff like that, they're looking at IP addresses.
Right.
So
right.
if you're here and you got five TVs here, and let's say you have a family account, right? Like let's say you give it to your mama and your mm-hmm. and your
and
cousin and your uncle.
City.
And I get that.
City.
Family, yeah. I kind of get that. But it's when you give it to friends.
No. Which, they going to still
there
crack
is
down
no
on family.
Family Netflix yeah. account.
I feel you.
So what do you mean?
I get that.
Morality wise, I get that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't call it a family
but
account, but you
what,
can.
But
upgrade.
It's the same household. He's saying you have a family and your family lives somewhere else. There is no family account where you can give your family just because they live in Idaho and you live in Michigan
right.
that you can give an account. You can't do that.
Well.
Or am I wrong?
No. But no service exists like that. I guess that's where I got messed up at.
What service is like what?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
any
what I'm saying. He's like, there's
that.
A family account. Like, if your family lives somewhere else,
oh well,
that doesn't exist.
Yeah. That does not exist. However, I'm just saying for me personally, I
wait, hold on. Y'all behind that personally shit.
Because I don't share it with none of my friends. Sometimes they've asked me, and it's kind of an awkward conversation. And I'm like, nah, I'm sorry, bro. Just not.
Stanley?
No. I paid for the shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, but like my Sling, because I have Sling too personally, and you know I've given that to my brother. You know, it is what it is. For me, family, that's a little separate. Obviously, the business doesn't see it that way,
right? But they're going to still crack down.
Exactly. But if they crack down, I get it.
Netflix,
you know how much money they're losing by not doing that?
Netflix is breaking up families, man. That's,
they're not breaking up families.
It's not like Netflix is expensive. Yeah, it's like $10 a month.
Fuck that. I'm going to just watch
That's
Hulu.
That's nothing.
It's fine.
Well, Hulu's going to do it too.
They're probably going to do it too.
They're all going to do it.
Exactly. Because once this technology is out, every type of membership service is going to
it's
adopt
going to crack down.
It.
Yeah, they're
going
to crack down on that.
And you can't get mad. What you're
not,
doing
not
is wrong.
No more sharing logins exactly. between
shit.
Families.
Look,
no,
that's
no,
the shit. You know,
it is.
No, it's not.
It's just another example of the man trying to take us down, man.
The only
Look,
man.
We used to get pissed off. Remember when people were taking our Patreon links and sticking them in message boards? And we were trying to shut that shit down? It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
People pay for certain videos. So if other people are sharing them, that's taking money out of our
pocket. Yeah. So, hey.
Yep. So what now, Negronius?
What if that's their family though?
Come on now.
You breaking up families and shit. Damn.
Go fuck about your family.
Just get the Netflix plan that let you watch up to 5
you
users.
So the people that take our videos, giving it to their cousins, and I'll go watch
this.
Yeah. Give a fuck.
That'll make this channel better.
Your cousin can't afford a dollar?
Exactly.
Okay,
no,
but
I get it.
You see what I'm saying?
Nah, I'll get rid of
it. It's cool. Nah.
But see, now if I say something in 15 minutes, you'll be like, that's not what I'm saying.
No.
Wow, Mike. Why
are
we going don't right do
that. Are you actually defending
her? Bullshit.
Before we respond, are you actually defending what she's saying? Before
I say anything. That I can see that.
Okay,
so
which
what's
part?
Your stance, though?
Right.
No.
What's your stance? Of course, it's our business. Of course, I want everyone to support what we do, but it's a part of me be like, okay, if you got a cousin or something and you want to send them the link, go ahead, whatever.
Come on, bro.
That's all I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay.
Nah, but then that cousin going to send that cousin that link.
What if they have 10 cousins and those 10 cousins have 5 more cousins?
Yep.
What then?
Yeah.
You know.
And then you can't afford a new
tribe. Maybe they see it like, oh, man, it's something I want to subscribe
to. That slippery slope. Nah,
it is.
Slippery
slope. It is. I'm not saying that it is. All I'm saying is that I see her point. That's
thank
all I'm saying.
She's trying to take money out of all our pockets.
Thank you. Right,
like, no. I'm just trying to say.
Yes,
thank
you are.
I'm not because how
no,
how
no,
much,
but you're saying you understand
like,
it, so, though.
Like, I'm dealing with the family
you,
shit.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
You don't want them to because this is the business, but right. you understand if they do. So, yeah. so you're okay right. with it then?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I.
So you're okay
what
with
do you
it?
Mean?
What do you mean?
See? See? How you warming me right now? You might be a teenager.
What you mean by teenager?
My teenager. How old are they? About how old are we talking?
Oh my God.
So when is this going to take effect?
Y'all trick shit. Questions.
Because you stay catching yourself up.
I'm not catching myself
you
up.
Always try to see the positive in everything and
me.
It gets you caught up
exactly.
every time.
Exactly, man.
Somebody says something, you immediately jump in defend them.
Sometimes I can't. I'm flow Rod. But Rod, this is literally 1 + 1 = 2, though. Rod, this is literally 1 + 1 = 2.
It's
yes, it is. No, Rod, your stance. Hold on. Let me make sure I get this right now. I got to clarify this.
Go ahead.
I got to clarify this. So you are saying your stance is because we are all business owners here. You do not want to hemorrhage money, correct?
The business side of me, yes. I'm like, of course, I want every dollar that we can possibly get. That's the business side of me because it's our business.
But what's Roderick's personal stance?
Why y'all say my fool?
That was weird.
I know, right? God,
it didn't roll.
Like, what's Roderick's personal stance?
What was modest? Personal stance on this topic.
My personal stance is complex, like I said, because it's not just one stance. It's like as a business side.
Are you Dr. Manhattan? How you have multiple stances?
You can't
stand here and over there.
One stance.
Yes, you can.
What do you mean?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
When it's my money, I have one stance.
You can
stop stealing
I'm
my
talking
money.
About me. I said you can't make me have just one stance. On
all right,
it's not stealing.
Can we hit?
Oh my God,
Mike. See any thoughts about
getting your money's worth?
Hey, we need that software.
Being Granite Clemency.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
What
I love it.
What are we
it,
talking about?
When
I don't
is,
know
no, I'm just around. A couple of quick hitters that happened. So,
yeah.
When is it coming out?
When is what coming out?
When is what?
She's out, bro.
What are you talking
she's
about?
Getting out in like
no, she's
August.
Talking about the Netflix software.
Oh, it's no yeah. specific
date.
It's no,
about some other
it's no specific date on it. They
fuck, we
when.
Moving on, bro.
This is from the Reddit. And
she said, when's it
somebody
out?
Still on Reddit. So somebody wanted to know what we thought about
prepared.
Centaurus Brown being Granite Clemency.
Yeah, I think it's tight.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of nuances yep. within that story that should be understood. No matter what side you're on, I think you should really listen to all of the details. But I had tweeted something about it, and I'm going to tell y'all right now what we not falling for no more in 2019. That's racist white people with blackface AVIs. We're not falling for this shit no more. We know you're not a black man.
Right.
We know you're not a black woman, Chad.
Okay? So when you're when you're responding to my tweets talking about I'm a brother with the ER, I'm a brother from the hood.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't agree. Chip, we already know. Okay? Brett, we're not falling for this shit no more in 2019. You gotta come up with something better.
Yeah, Bradley? L-E-Y?
Look. I'm gonna start doing them like catfish. You got to send me a picture of you holding a sign with my name on and shit, Mike, saying this is really me. Otherwise, I'm not falling for this shit. Get out of here.
That is fucked up, man.
So, what's the significance of this last thing?
She's the one. I'll send you the documentary if you haven't watched it yet. She's the one who, or do you not know the story?
Well, I don't know. I don't think
She was being pimped out. She's the one who. She got picked up by a John. They went back to the hotel or to his house. She says that she saw he had multiple guns. She feared for her life and she killed him and left.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
I just didn't know the name.
But the nuance is they say that, well, she did take the money back to her pimp. There's a lot of details mm-hmm. within this story that I think are worth discussing. But at the end of the day, I do not think that she should spend her life in jail.
Gotcha.
Because, and the thing about it is, I had people that were, like, writing me back. People actually followed me were just like, well, you know, I feel bad for the guy.
Oh.
Really, dog?
Do ya?
You feel bad? You feel bad for a dude that was raping a child? You feel bad about that?
Okay.
Cool. I don't give a fuck that he's dead.
Good.
I'm sorry for his family. Mm. You know, his family didn't make him do this. I don't give a fuck about him.
Womp.
I mean, I get what they were trying to say, that she shouldn't have killed him. Cool. Personally, she killed him, and my day moves on. One less child rapist off the street.
Yep.
I don't have anything problem with sex work. I think prostitution should be absolutely legal.
Same.
I do not think that children should be allowed to be involved.
Right.
So if you want to get yourself a hooker, cool. There is plenty of consenting women that would love to take your money, and they should be able to take your money. But you over here fucking having sex with a goddamn 15, 16-year-old,
right?
And you want sympathy because somebody shot you in the back of your fucking head? Sorry, bro. You're looking at the wrong one for that.
Peace.
Pam style.
Peace. Jeff Bezos' wife got to come up, man.
Oh,
half
I just saw
that.
About that, yeah.
$65 man. Billion, right?
Amazon.
How much is it? $65 billion?
Bro,
yeah, it's crazy.
That's
no
a real
up.
Number?
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know, he's worth. Yes.
And that's just half?
That's half.
But you know what I did, see, Ken? And I don't know if you
Mike
have.
Like, damn, can I get like 5%?
I wish you would have married me.
Can I get 1%?
I do.
I mean, it's Amazon, but did you, I don't know if you had this in your notes. Do you have anything else in your notes?
No. Yeah, it was just.
Because I was like, damn, that is a come up. But she was a major part of his business. Did you know that?
No,
like she
I didn't
did.
Know that.
She came up with like business plans and stuff like that. So I think she's actually privy to that money. And to be honest,
oh, if that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, like she handled some of his business and stuff.
I don't think she can touch the Amazon part of it.
But what I'm saying is that if she can't touch the Amazon part of it, she definitely is. She should get that money.
If he tried to write her out or tried to figure out a way not to give her a cut.
Yeah,
okay,
because why is she
saying.
In it? Yeah, like why does she have any stock in Amazon if she helped him get it to that place?
Right, but I just think this is just, clearly it's just normal, you know, couples getting a divorce. So the wife or the other party, I think, is always entitled to half.
Right.
Because they have a prenup. But if that wasn't the case, then I could see her taking him to court in order to get some money because of her involvement in creating Amazon. Right. But God dang.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's still a come up. Hell yeah,
man.
It's a come up.
Bro.
$65 billion?
That is nuts.
69
man. Billion?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I know it was 60-something billion.
Yes.
69.
Bro.
69, bud.
Like, at that point, you can't
billion.
Be mad at that he's leaving you for another woman.
Right.
He's leaving you for another woman, right?
Right.
People like, okay. Bye.
I was hoping you would.
Right.
Exactly. I'd have pulled, like, the trick that old girl on 24 was pulling, trying to get that chick to fuck the president.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
That'd have been me. Like, yeah, go.
Oh, man.
69 billion. You can fuck whatever you want for that kind of money.
That's
God
crazy.
Damn.
Last thing, Coming to America 2 and Bad Boys 3 officially in production.
Coming to America,
Coming to America 2? Nah, bro.
I didn't know about that.
I think they're too long. If they would have did a Coming to America 2, it could have been like in 92.
But what other really story 90. Is left to tell?
Right. They got married, happily ever after.
They get a divorce?
Is that it?
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And it's the.
Not for topic, sorry.
No.
I meant for like the movie. Like, is that?
I mean, based off the first one.
I haven't seen either of them.
That's what the look was for.
You haven't watched Bad Boys?
We don't have time for this.
But we already had this talk.
See, look, wait, no. Coming to America, I kind of get it.
No. You're surprised every time I say this.
I didn't realize my brothers haven't watched it. So
what kind of brother are you,
bro? I thought I put him on. My bad.
Yeah, I've been messing with Sophie about watching Coming to America.
But no, but they on Bad Boys. But Bad Boys was like, even though it came out in the first one came out in the late 90s, the second one was in the 2000s. So how you never watched no Bad Boys? Hey, you talking about Martin and Will?
I don't like.
But she didn't really fuck with Martin like that.
She didn't fuck with Will Smith though.
Did she?
I didn't like Martin.
You like Will Smith?
Did you love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
Wait, did you like Will Smith or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Were you watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
I thought you said you hadn't watched it.
No, she loved it.
I love that show.
Okay, I'm wrong. That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, Fresh Prince is way funnier to me than Martin.
Cut her fucking mic off.
She said this before. Why is this? She said this before.
I blocked it out.
She said this before.
Yeah.
Because she said Martin was trash.
She said Martin was trash?
No, did I say that?
It's on tape.
You said Martin was trash.
Yes,
you
did. I say that.
Yes, you did.
Look,
I'm gonna meet to your ass right quick.
You said Martin was trash before.
I don't see how I might say that. It's overhyped for sure.
He said I'm gonna meet you
over Martin.
Yeah, it's overhyped.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you are crazy.
That's fine.
It would have lasted as long as it did if it was over.
Right.
Y'all think Bad Boys 3 is going to be
yes.
good? Yeah,
no. Yes.
I no? do not.
No. Why?
I'll see it.
Are you guys going to go see the movie with Will Smith playing the genie?
No.
Aladdin?
Is he?
Aladdin.
No.
That's Aladdin.
He's
going to
be the genie?
Yes. He's going to be a genie.
He's Aladdin.
Have you seen him?
He's Aladdin.
Oh, bro. Oh, you about to show me? Oh,
yes.
Because
you know the
race
crying
already. You didn't even laugh.
No, these are my allergies. My allergies are on fire right now.
This is wild.
No. It looks terrible.
Wait a minute. Sorry.
Did you like Bad Boys
2? But what? This is fake.
That's not fake.
No. What?
Because he's going to be blue. That's what people were pissed off about.
You've never seen the original Aladdin?
I've never seen the original Aladdin. I don't watch... Bro, you were surprised? I don't watch...
He hasn't seen The Little Mermaid. Okay, so wait.
You didn't watch The Little Mermaid?
I've seen The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I'm about to say, bro.
Somebody hasn't.
No one me.
Which one of you motherfuckers have seen it?
I just don't like that shit.
Oh my God, literally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No CGI?
This thing can look like Will Smith blue.
Right. Yep. No, that's CGI. That's CGI. Yeah, it is. That's CGI. The original picture was just his face, black. And people were like, why the fuck is the genie a black guy now? And then they said later on, no, they're going to make him blue.
No, but what I'm saying is like,
it's not like
make
Thanos.
Him closer.
No, yeah. Okay, this was the original.
Okay, so right. Yeah, so this is the original.
Yes, that's the original.
No, I feel you. They just made him blue. I'm just saying they should have made him closer to what the genie looked like in the cartoon.
Oh, through
CGI.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, he looks like a blue Will Smith.
This is bum behavior. I can't. I don't like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, he got your ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me see.
Yeah, we gonna put
how the hell did you find that?
Yeah,
because I remember she said it.
Yeah, put that on. Is
you
the
out
mic
your fucking
on.
Mind?
You know what?
Martin is trash.
So
I just don't
tripping.
Enjoy it.
Okay, that's fine. So yes to Coming to America 2.
Keep moving.
No to Bad Boys 3. No, that's reverse.
Yeah,
no
reverse.
To Coming to.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Bad Boys.
Wait,
3.
Hold on. Let me start over. So no to Coming to America 2, but yes to Bad Boys 3. In terms,
I'll
of
I'll watch either one. Right. I think that both of them are going to be bad.
Okay.
Yeah, same I'm gonna here. Watch them same both. But...
Martin and Will Smith have not done anything that was like comedic genius in
the last
years,
Bad Boy was,
which came out damn near 20 years ago. And Martin ain't done jack shit since, except for Get Chubby and Run Through the Streets in His Drawers with a Gun.
I think there's a chemistry
there.
Come out
2003?
In 2000.
I think there's a chemistry there. I think they can pull it off.
Yep, it's a natural chemistry.
It is, man.
From
yes,
damn near 20.
Matter.
How do you know that there's natural chemistry from damn near 20 years ago?
Because we saw it damn near 10 years apart. Now, Arsenio Hall,
Bad Boys,
oh,
and Bad Boys 2.
But they were still on top then. Will Smith is still doing all right. But, Martin, no.
But I think Martin's naturally funny.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I think it'd be good. though. Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
I think how you were talking about in terms of storylines,
especially storylines can go anywhere. You talk about cops.
You got the same producers, same directors.
Yeah, I don't think any of that shit matters. You trying to see Boys in the Hood 6 with fucking Ice Cube and Chris Tucker in 2019?
I bet.
No. Right. Why?
But we've already had
Who had better chemistry than Chris Tucker and Ice-T? I mean, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. No, I feel
I almost
you.
Pulled a white people, like, all black folk look like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, chemistry, I don't know that it matters. Like, when you're fast-forwarding shit 18 years, I don't know.
I think they could pull it off.
Yeah, because
it always translates.
Because you love the other ones.
I don't think that's
it. But you have to be realistic and be like,
now coming to America, I'm like, oh, no.
Why?
Too long. You're talking about damn near 30, almost 40
years.
But there's a natural chemistry. No. But Mike, I just made the point.
Glow and all that.
I just made the point that from Bad Boys 1 to Bad Boys 2. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
This one.
I know.
Nah, bro.
We'll wrap it up.
Gotcha.
Wrap it up, B.
How are they coming to America? They coming back to America?
Maybe they're going to Europe.
They need to be coming to Africa.
Maybe they find a Simeon, a queen.
Who?
Simi?
Arsenio Hall's character.
I definitely wouldn't want to see that shit.
I'm just throwing some stuff out there.
Everybody old and stuff.
Yeah.
Is James Earl Jones still playing in it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, as the dad.
I don't know. And bring back the little sister that didn't do shit after that.
Is the dude going to still be singing she's? Like,
yes,
he's still
going to
be hitting his notes? He probably too old to hit that note now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
The little sister was low key sexy to me.
Low key.
Also high key.
Where was the key for you?
Yeah, you talking about her.
When she was doing that dance in the room, yeah, I was like, man, look, what the fuck?
Hey, she still looks good now.
I bet she does.
She has not aged.
I always thought
at
it was low key because then nobody ever really saw why Daryl went after that.
The woman, that leads.
Wasn't she dark skinned?
Yeah.
That's why.
I thought she was better looking than the other chick.
I did too.
Absolutely. The main chick was like, just.
She was average looking.
I didn't know she was married to Play. I didn't know that in real life.
Oh, really?
Which one?
The main, the lead.
The one that married
Murphy in the movie. I forgot her real name.
I feel disrespectful now.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't say she was ugly. Now.
There are plenty of movies I'm looking forward to this year, though.
Yeah, I bet. Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, I'm sure.
You said Martin's trash. I'm not trying to hear nothing you guys say.
So you don't want to see This Is Us?
This Is Us?
What is Jesus
That's
Christ?
A movie?
No, the other one. What's the name of the movie? You know what I'm talking about.
I'm behind on This Is Us.
Huh?
I'm behind on This Is Us.
No,
you want to see us.
But are
you
talking about a movie?
Yes.
I don't.
That's what I meant. I want to see that.
Us.
And yes, I want to see Lion King. And I want to see.
Of course you want to see Lion King.
You still fucking Lion King.
Let me tell you.
Because Beyonce is in it.
Beyonce
Lion
King?
I wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah. Who does she play?
Nala.
She plays Scar?
No,
she's
your ass up.
Who's Nala?
The old Nala. Like the older Nala.
Which one's Nala?
Simba's girlfriend.
Love interest.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a girl?
The Bay.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You don't want
to. I can't wait to hear Childish Gambino sing with Beyonce. It's going to be great.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, all right. Are we moving on to questiones?
Yeah, we have to because it's getting late.
All right, guys, we're about to take a break and be right back.
There's the Mike Still On Podcast is part of the Dead End Podcast Network. Catch this show along with our other shows on deadendpodcast.com.
And we're back. So we're going to hop right on into questions. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemikestillon@gmail.com and apparently Facebook, because that's where I'm checking questions from today, and also our Twitter. So we have a question from, I need a guy named Andrew. All right. Andrew says, I'm in a situation with my girlfriend of 4 months where I'm low-key starting to miss the single life. There's just so many of these
questions. I feel that.
Okay. She's been by far the most genuine and sweet girlfriend I've ever had, but I fear that all the years I've been single prior to the relationship has got me stuck in being in the single mindset. It's especially hard because she says that she's the best. She said that she's in the best relationship that she's ever been in, thanks to me. And I'm not sure whether to let it ride for a couple more months to see where it goes or just break it off as softly as I can. I'm also a big family man, and I don't get along too well with her family. I find them disrespectful in a few ways. Would be great if you guys could help me out with this. Many thanks and much love, Andrew.
What? You didn't really give enough details to really help him. Like, why?
Like,
did he...
I want to know, like, what the family disrespect stuff is. Like,
I'm like, he's looking for a reason to break it off.
Honestly. I feel like it. Do you need our permission to break it off, Andrew?
But he didn't say why he wants to break it off.
He's tired. He just wants
to be single again.
Yeah.
He's used to being single.
He's missing a single life.
Right. But so then what do you... I don't really know what he wants us to tell him. It sounds like what Sophie just said. Like, he just wants permission from somebody else.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you that, man. Be a man.
Shh.
Oh, we're not?
because he didn't give enough details of to like, is she boring? Is the sex bad? Do you not see a future? Like, he didn't give us any of that. He just said, I miss the single life.
Well, he did say the family thing. That's what I'm saying. He's lucky trying to come up with excuses.
And they're probably trying to keep it short, too. You know,
we appreciate that.
Oh, so he's trying, I guess he's trying to figure out what's the best way to break it off. So, did anybody have any suggestions on breaking off relationships?
Email her.
That's the, what?
That's the 2019 thing to do?
We don't talk in person. I mean, you can send a text, but, you know.
Email is just the worst.
So, Sophie, in your, how would you want a guy to break something off with you? What would be the easiest way a guy could break up with you?
A nigga better not.
No,
See? There's no easy way. There's no easy answer to this question.
That's the easiest way. Like, you know, like what would you respect
what would you
the
prefer?
Most? What would you respect the most?
A gift.
Oh, you just a send off gift.
Yeah. I don't know, because I think I would have to think. I would have to think of a situation again where I still want to be with somebody. And like, he's
that
breaking it off with me. Because if I want you to break it off with me, I kind of don't give a shit how you do it.
Of course. But yeah, like, but if you don't see it coming, like, he's like, okay.
Yeah, if you don't see it coming, oh, God. And like, it's like the best relationship and shit. And you like really like him.
Right. Wow, that's awkward.
Right.
So would in person be kind of messed up for you?
No, you got to do it in person. Yeah. You got to do it in person. Yeah.
Mike says, like at Olive Garden?
Shut the hell up.
Why would you go
don't
to Olive
disrespect
Garden?
Me with Olive
like
Garden.
Personal, that sounds like a personal
what kind of
thing
shit is that?
Done before?
You broke with somebody at Olive Garden?
Hell no.
That's the worst.
What are you talking about?
Wait, don't take her out on a date to break up with her,
why
though.
Not?
Just go to her house and dump her?
What? Yeah.
Give her realized I didn't want to be with somebody at Olive
don't,
Garden.
Don't do it at her house, though.
I was like,
she ate all the breadsticks.
I was like, I just think this is going to work.
Damn. Wow. That would happen to me, too.
I was like, I don't think this is going to work.
I hate Olive Garden.
You said that though while you were there at Olive Garden?
So in Olive Garden, I was in Olive Garden, and on a date, well, I guess it was a date, yeah.
Not I guess.
Because I have a real funny way of looking at dating. But,
what?
I didn't know what was considered an actual date. But, like, it's a whole thing.
A lot of guys are like that.
Okay,
I can see that. All right,
cool,
okay.
cool. I'm out by myself. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, it's a thing.
Dweebs. Go ahead.
But, yeah, we was just at Olive Garden, and, I don't know. It wasn't anything that she,
was it the way she was eating her breadstick?
No. It wasn't anything like that. It was just like, it's like I realized that we really didn't have much in common. We didn't really have much conversation. It was just like, okay, this is just.
But you know what? Olive Garden is the perfect place to discover that you don't have a lot in common with somebody, because it's not a lot going on in there. Like, there's not a lot to distract you from,
also,
like,
there's like TV.
There's no ambiance. Like it's like very fucking boring. Like, unless you like really jive with somebody, there's really no other reason to be in Olive Garden with somebody.
It's a lot of dead space.
It's a lot of dead space.
I get you.
It smells like fucking cheese in the carpets. Like, you really have to click with somebody.
So
to
Maggiano's? Italian oven?
Maggiano's, Carrabba's. Like, anywhere else, like, that dark, dim lighting will, and, like the high, like, orchestra music
in the
background.
It's supposed to be romantic, but it's that.
All right, so there you go.
Like,
so,
it's
Andrew.
Like,
what in the world?
First step.
We here.
Go to Olive Garden. Go to Olive Garden.
Jesus Christ.
And sit there and be like,
I broke that shit down.
Yeah.
I don't know if this ain't working. Breadsticks?
Breadstick breakups.
Breadstick breakups. Y'all nuts, man.
Yeah. So you really can't think of a way that guy. So in person, you did say that. In person.
In person, but don't do it at our house, because I don't want the aura of the breakup lingering in my living room.
Nah, bro, she's wrong. What'd you say this man's name was? Andrew?
Andrew.
Definitely do it at her house.
No.
Don't bring her to your house to break up with her, because if you do it at her house, you get to choose when you leave. But if you take her to your house and break up with her, she might be there for 5 hours crying.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Do it at her place and then bounce.
FaceTime.
No.
That's in person?
I was joking about the email and shit. No, do it
Do you know how awkward it is looking at somebody through a screen and being like, this isn't going to work anymore?
So Sophie, you reacted originally to this question when Ra was trying to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were dating somebody that you wanted to break up with,
yes,
would you break up with them, or you would just kind of push the man to break up with you?
It depends. It depends. Like, if it's one of those things where it's like, I'm really comfortable and you're not doing that much wrong, but I just literally don't want to be in the relationship anymore, I would nudge you along to like.
So you just annoy the shit out of him.
Yeah, basically. But.
That's so childish.
But if there was something that you were really doing to get on my fucking nerves, like all the time, consistently, I would just be like, you know what?
This ain't working.
I'm good, bro.
Why can't you do that regardless?
You know, it's because I'm indecisive. And then I would be going back and forth like, did I do this the right way? Did I really? Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
She's honest about being dishonest. I feel you.
Yeah, indecisive.
I know what indecisive said. Right, I know what that means. I'm saying dishonest.
That's not dishonest.
That's totally dishonest.
That's not dishonest.
You're sitting there with this man trying to push him to break up with you. That's whack.
Being indecisive isn't.
Just be like, no, I don't see this really going anywhere, bro. Like, you know, you got to go. I respect that way more than I'm going to start being an asshole trying to get you to dump me. That's corny.
Not an asshole. But just, you know.
Nudge him along.
I'm going to go out with
the girls
tonight.
We've known you long enough to read between the fucking lines.
No,
we know what that
means.
I would
just start becoming single, basically.
That's an asshole. You an asshole.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I'm going out with the girls tonight. Don't have time to go out with you. Sorry. Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
And then you end up on Twitter. You hugged up with some dude. And we got to ask you, who the fuck is this guy? Why are you in my business?
I wouldn't do that. No. I wouldn't do that.
You're trying to get somebody killed.
No. I would come back. And like, if he was like still at the house, I'd be like, oh my God, you're still here. Like, wow. Okay.
That is so fucking rude.
Yeah. Sorry.
He might be cleaning up the house, making her dinner for her.
No, please. Would. You know these niggas on Xbox Live. Stop.
I'm
not.
First of all, if they are on Xbox Live, that's your first problem.
Is it?
Yes. Clear. Yes.
Oh, 100%. They're supposed to be on PlayStation Live?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. Isn't like Xbox racist or something? Oh,
my God. And whack. But, you know, yeah, PlayStation. So
that's why you boxed my shit up, bro?
Girl, I was just kind of nudging it along
until he decided just not to play with it.
Right.
shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, but you don't like take her out to dinner because then that's just gonna be awkward waiting until the check comes. Like, it's just don't do that.
I'm sorry. Dang, my bad.
Go ahead.
Any of the guys here ever had a success breaking it off with a girl?
Of course.
I mean,
so what's your how did you do it?
I went to her house.
Okay.
She trying to kill you. I went to her house. This is just not really working. Okay. I've always done it at their place. I've never ever invited them to my house if I knew that I was going to break up with them.
I always do it at their place.
Okay.
They might bug out, start trying to break your stuff in your house.
You don't know how they're going to respond.
And then how did you say it?
Get the fuck out of my house.
How'd you say it?
How'd I say what?
How did you break it off, B?
I mean, I just told him like this is not working.
What
like,
happened after that?
And it was like, why? I mean,
what?
What they say, girl?
Why?
I mean,
who was that?
Tell me why.
Why? It's a general like.
I mean, it was like a why and all that stuff, but it wasn't like no breaking up. You know, it wasn't no throwing shit or whatever, and I was able to leave him all on terms.
So wait, it was like they would say why, and then you would be like because of this and because of that, and then they would be like, oh,
it's not you, it's me.
Shut up.
You didn't say that.
Did you say that?
I think I've said that before.
Every guy said that.
I've never said that.
Yeah. No. Sure. I'm not going.
I think I've. I mean, not. And I, and I'm not
well,
no, no, Mike.
I
I'm not saying like
true,
as
though.
Just like
I've never
a basic,
just said that.
But it's been situations where, it wasn't. It's not. It's not you. It was me. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, and that's what it is with him, obviously.
Yeah.
I did break up with a girl once through text. That's only because she forced me to.
As
how long were y'all together?
Not long. Not real long. This is the one I told you about that shit in my yard.
Okay.
But this is before that. But I had to break up with her in text because I was like, yo, let's meet up.
Right.
And she was just like, well, I think you've been acting a certain kind of way and I don't appreciate the way you've been acting. Okay, well, I was going to do this in person, but I don't want to hang out with you no more. Right. What? Because you're annoying.
Yeah. And so you're annoying?
Yeah, I told her because she was annoying. This is the one I told you about. She went through all of my social media
and then got drunk one night
and was telling me, oh, I noticed that you have 12 new followers.
You kind of have a reason.
What? But,
I told this before.
Did she count your fucking followers?
Not only that, she had a breakdown.
Bitch!
And this was with no graph in front of her. She had a breakdown of how many were women, how many were men. And I was like, you're fucking nuts.
What?
You're fucking... She told me this when I was at her house. She had driven me to her house, so I was stuck there.
Oh, my God.
So the next morning when I got home, I thought about it. And like a few days later, I messaged her and I was like, yo, I think we need to meet up.
That social media shit is so wacky to me. Like, people really be in their feelings. I also don't understand why, like, certain women, like, it's like a red flag for them, like if they, like if their guys watch porn. Like I never understood that, or like,
that would be a red. I mean, I understand why that's a red flag.
I personally don't care, so to me, it's like dramatic when other people do it, but it's like whatever. But also another thing is like, I've seen women who will be like, we should break up. You're going to the strip club. I don't like when my guys go to the strip club. Like,
that's the most. Come on.
No. Nah. I broke up with a girl because she was a porn addict. She was watching porn all the time. She'd watch it like it's a regular movie. And I was like, this is weird. And
That is weird.
Okay, but you don't know how much these guys are watching it. Like, if you're catching them, that means they're doing it 10 times more than what you caught. So I can understand why they would be so bothered.
She like, yeah, really? No,
like,
how do you get those numbers? Because
right. I'm a guy.
She was looking. She was like,
I'm a guy. I know.
I mean, I think that would be with anything, though.
Exactly. So why are you saying you don't understand why a woman would want to leave a man because he watches porn?
Because,
and it depends on what kind of porn he's watching.
No, I don't think it's a porn problem. I think it's just you spend too much time doing XYZ thing. So like if I were to walk in and I like you're playing your game like for hella long and we got shit to do, it would be the same thing for me. It's not, oh, you're watching porn or this or that. It's just you're spending so much time doing this one specific thing. I don't give a shit if you watch porn or not.
That's a false equivalency, like a motherfucker.
Okay.
I don't even understand how you put those two shits in the same box.
You spend too much time watching porn, just like you play too many video games. No, it's not the same thing.
So I know we got to wrap it up. So I just wanted to get, like, does anybody have like a solid answer for this guy, like for his breaking off?
Bro, just leave.
Go to Olive Garden.
No, stop, kid. I wanted like a solid answer.
Well, I was just going to say, like, in the ways that I've kind of done it, you know, I've done it in person. And in that situation, it was more so me because I wasn't ready. I saw kind of where it was going. And I was just like, look, you cool and everything, but I'm just not, I can't meet you there. You know what I'm saying? I still got a lot of shit to work out.
That's
so
spicy.
Yeah, like, so that, and that was tough. You know what I'm saying? That was tough because she was a really good girl.
I gotta work on me. I need some time to work on me.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, it's not you, it's me, but it was
nicer.
The truth.
Yeah.
But it was the truth.
Well, Andrew, you have about a month to get this done. Valentine's Day
but
coming
you better
up.
Make sure that you can pull him, because if you can't pull him and then you leave that girl, and then your ass walking around dry.
That's a good point. Because if you're breaking up with her, you have to be the first one to get another chick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you look lame.
Yeah.
You can't leave her first and be out here with no women.
Right.
You might want to get you a side project first.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Experiment.
Okay.
Cool. That's it.
Thanks, Andrew, for your questions.
Don't forget to send your questions.
Go ahead. Hit them.
I was just messing with you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com and any of our other interfaces, Facebook and Twitter.
And now Reddit.
And Discord.
What is Reddit?
Some people don't know.
And that's the show.
You may not know what Reddit or Discord is.
Type it into your browser.
Serena Williams' husband is the owner, but other than that.
Of what?
No, he's not.
Reddit?
No, he's not.
What does he own then?
He can't be the owner of Reddit. Serena Williams' husband is the owner of Reddit?
News to me.
So like, let me Google this.
If he is good for her, because she's just taking baths and money then.
He got money, though. I do know that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
God damn.
I love it.
Facts only.
God bless.
So how can make people get on her about getting her a white man?
It was a topic at first.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it died out.
I think because she said in the documentary, that's why. That back then, she would never date a white dude because they lips are not juicy like a black woman, a black man, and all that little stuff.
I hear you, son.
He's kind of cute, though.
She said that.
Yeah, she said that in the documentary, yeah.
That's funny.
I like
that.
That's together.
Why white people don't like her.
Okay.
Because she took a white guy?
One of their own.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. And
I can't tell if y'all are being serious or not.
I don't know.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.